time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today.
Brought to you by Elkins Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton, New Jersey. The Philadelphia area's fastest growing Chevrolet dealership. Find new roads at ElkinsChevrolet.com.
Let's keep going. Sound off.
All right, it's time for Sound Off. 610-771-9705. I just saw a tweet from Keith Olbermann on Chase Utley. I guess I'll repeat it before the show's over because it's a weekend. I'm going to put this out there. Let's get to the Sound Off line. Then we ask you to call that line when you got something to say. And if you have something to say, just leave a message and we may play it on the big show.
Mike, the best way to get rid of the carpenter bees is to put like a fake hornet's or wasp nest up in wherever they're getting into. The more dominant species will scare off the carpenter bees.
Oh, the fake wasp nest. That's a good idea. See, I've already taken step one, which is the silicone caulk, plugging all the holes. Now go with the wasp nest. Fake. Where do you get a fake wasp nest?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. You know where to get that? I don't know where are those on Amazon?
No, if you could ever get a wasp nest fake, it probably you can buy it on the main line.
Boom.
I see what you did there.
All these people clamoring for Jimmy Butler coming to the Sixers. I just don't understand. In Chicago, he had issues. He didn't want to foot ball carrying duties with Derrick Rose. There's videos of him just ignoring his coach, not calling timeouts when his coach wanted him to. He threw young guys under the bus. Goes to Minnesota. Nothing's changed. He's still throwing young guys under the bus. He's still not listening. He's a cancer. I want nothing to do with him.
Well, yeah, I'll take them. I'm looking for guys to improve the team, man.
There you go being ridiculous again. Trade everybody for Machado. Trade everybody for Kawhi Leonard. Stop it. They're two free agents. Machado's one thing. Like, you can trade and get him, but you don't need to give up all of that. You get him at the end of the season. You're not going to win the World Series this year anyway. It wasn't the year. Same thing with Leonard. He doesn't want to play here. Let him go. Act like you're so scared of Boston for it. That series could have went anyway. Sixers win that series. You're not saying this crazy thing.
Yeah, but they didn't win the series, and you know why they won the series. So you got to admit it to yourself and stop being provincial, bro. They weren't the better team.
Mike, it's Fred. I'm in your backyard. I just ran into the chair, the lounge chair, and I also just cut up your new hose. Mike, come home, please. Come home.
See, that's
save me.
That's the beauty of Fred. I'm going to save Fred. But that the beauty of Fred is it doesn't cut up anything. Because as soon as it bumps into something, it realizes that it's not in the GPS-guided system, it stops.
How is there no reverse option yet, though?
It's a reverse. You can reverse. But my hose is in a snaggle. It's like just left on the grass.
Oh,
so
okay.
It probably got caught in the snaggle of the hose.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Did you ever think, Mike, that your automatic lawnmower become a character on the program?
Exactly. It's Fred.
I just realized I don't care that we don't see anything on my Markel Fultz shot. I just hope when this is all over, 3 months, it's going to look pure.
Really? Well, I hope so. We had Mr. Clark on, James Clark, and he said he's reading reports that it looks good. I'll believe it when I see it. All I want to do is see it.
So the New York Post interviews Tom McAdoo, arguably the most inept coach since Kotite, to get his opinion on the Giants and everything else at NFC East. What else did they ask him? Opinions on having in-style facial hair and dressing with the time? Unreal.
They asked about his hairdo, too. That may have been the worst hairdo in history.
So bad.
Really, I don't understand. Like, doesn't he have people around him? Yeah, Holmes. Looks bad.
He got a GM who won two Super Bowls fired.
I guess I'm the only guy in the Delaware Valley that's not in love with Kawhi Leonard. I just think that that's given up way too much for a player that is, in my eyes, overrated, sat out the whole season, And if you get Leonard, that's no guarantee that you're going to the finals. It's no guarantee that you're going to be better than the Celtics and win the East. I say no to that deal.
Yeah, well, that's foolish. But you're entitled to your opinion. Here's the thing. Unfortunately, people don't have a frame of reference from Kawhi. I guarantee you, 2 years, because of what happened last year, you go back the year before, would you be saying the same thing about Kawhi Leonard? No, you wouldn't. Because he was a top five player in the league, and he was an MVP in this league.
Hey, Mike, I wanted to ask you. I'll be at Benefest. I really love your work with 97.5 at Fanatic, and it's going to be an honor to see the entire crew there and hang out with the fans. With that, though, is there going to be any opportunity that I would be able to get a picture with you? What's the best approach to that?
Yes, actually, I have a picture taking station. But I usually takes 100 with their cell phone. People stop me and they can I take a picture. Yeah, I do that. You'll get a picture.
Yeah, as long as they don't mind you smoking a cigar. No,
that actually enhances the picture.
Yeah,
the cigar smoke in the
picture.
See
you in your natural state.
Well, it is. It's like the smoke is in front of my face, and it's a little more dramatic.
Mike, I think you know that everybody will be in for the Kawhi trade if it was like a signing trade when we guaranteed it would be here. We all know, looking at the landscape, that if you give up Fultz, Cub, and Dario, and he leaves, you are back to the pre-processing with two good players who will keep you above water, but not in a position where you could get better talent.
So you confused me there. Do you want Kawhi or not?
No, he doesn't. Because
yeah, but he said, you're then... You're taking yourself. If you keep those guys, you're in mediocrity where you're not going to get major talent. That's the curse of it. It's like you're just going to be good enough to be not to be getting good picks. So you look at who's replaceable. Is Dario replaceable? No, certainly he's replaceable. Is Covington replaceable? Absolutely. Is Fultz? Yes, I believe he is. I don't believe the hype that's coming out.
Regarding Chase Utley and making the Hall of Fame, I got two words for you. Phil Rizzuto. If the money store guy can get in, there's no reason why Chase shouldn't be in.
Phil Rizzuto for the money store. I remember those commercials, but Phil Rizzuto played in an era where the numbers didn't mean as much as the player was a champion player, and that's why he got in. You're right. Utley's numbers are way better than him, but you got to judge it by a modern standard. All right, speaking of Utley, Jerry Krasnick, who's a baseball writer for ESPN, tweets the following. Chase Utley has always been a player who can have a big impact on the team without saying a whole lot. So Keith Olbermann chimes in, yeah, like breaking a rival infielder's leg or clocking the same guy without breaking his leg or going out of the baseline to take out a third baseman. Dirty player who hid behind grit privilege and never suffered the consequences. Has barely been replacement level since 2014. Good riddance.
Oh, my God. Wow.
You eviscerated.
How do you really feel, Keith?
He's not inaccurate, actually. So, Philly fans aren't going to take kindly to that comment.
No.
Keith, close it down, bro.
That's the best of the best today of summer.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton, New Jersey. The Philadelphia area's fastest growing Chevrolet dealership. Find new roads at ElkinsChevrolet.com.
Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are the
Because I don't like
them.
Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
See you later.